This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Figgy, Reginald Adatula hanging out with you. A lot of fun happening up here at the Sports Radio 610 studios in Odyssey in Houston, where the Halloween party apparently is, there's a lot of fun being had.
There was some lip syncing happening.
Yeah, man. And Sean Pendergast doing a lot of work. I mean, he has a full day ahead of him as come 4:15, he's back at work again, getting you ready for Texans and Jets right here on Sports Radio 610.
And on top of that, he's emceeing the Halloween party.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, it's not like he did anything else like a 4-hour show before. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Has a 4-hour show tomorrow morning.
And that's right. And he'll
be
there for
all of it. You know what? I don't feel sorry for him. You signed up for this, pal.
Okay. That turned very
quickly. You signed the contract.
That's right. It's in the contract.
That turned very
You signed the contract. Yeah.
Very quickly. Reminder, I'll be out at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring watching this game for the watch party. So come out, hang out. If you want to say what's up to me, and I appreciate that. But I know you probably want to come and see if you can win a Nico Collins signed football or a couple of tickets provided by Bud Light to the Detroit game.
Go right? See Reggie.
So, yeah, come out to the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. But we can also talk about this because I want to know if there is anything that you absolutely must, that you absolutely have to see in this game above just getting a W. Let us know on the 5-Hour Energy fam line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. That number is 713-572-4610. And the reason why I asked this is because I was sitting with myself and I said, self?
Mm-hmm.
Myself said, And I was like, self, I think that I'm good with just a win, right? Like I am typically the guy. I've gotten to the point where I'm the guy who's like, look, man, the win is cool, but I also need to see the process there.
Yeah.
I need to see the things that you can use to be able to say that there's going to and predict that there's future progress or future success.
Correct.
In line for you, right? If you are playing good football, in theory, that means that you will continue to play good football, and that would lead to more wins as opposed to just we're sneaking out by the skin of our teeth or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
This time, I'm good with just a win. And there's multiple reasons for that. One of those is one of the things that we've talked about a lot. It's a short week, right? This is a short week, and you're on the road on this short week. And Typically in those circumstances, the road team is already having an uphill battle, right? So if the game looks sloppy, I don't think that you can just say that it's because the team is not playing well. You would easily factor in the fact that they've only had a practice and a half, right?
Right.
The fact that they are also having to make the trip up there, which they did yesterday, right? The fact that all of those things are happening, there's not as much recovery time. All of those things are compounding factors on this. For that alone, I'm already in a place where I'm like, fine, process. I'll get over it if you get a W.
Look, you're the radio version of Nick Caserio. He always says, and always has said, process over results. So you're kind of bucking that in this case. And I get it, and I don't entirely disagree, but I disagree. There is something I want to see tonight, and that's validation. because it's not just about tonight, as we talk about process. I want to see some validation of Tank Dell, like actually being the guy, because Stephon Diggs is not walking through that door
you know,
the rest of the year. You know, you can't say, well, he got dinged up, he's going to miss this game, and then he'll be back. Nico Collins is coming back, but you still need, like, that other guy that's going to be able to, you know, exploit teams and can play at a very, very high level. Not Xavier Hutchinson, not John Metchie, maybe not even Robert Woods. So you need Tank Dell. You know, he showed us a little bit in this past game against the Colts. I want a little validation tonight. I want to see a little bit of Tank Dell doing more of what we saw.
And that's another reason why I'm actually cool with just the W. You do have a shortened pass catching core, mm-hmm. right? You have a lot, right? This was a team that came into the season with a deep core, but Nico Collins, as we know, on IR, and then, of course, Stephon Diggs lost for the season with the ACL tear in his right knee, mm-hmm. right? I will admit, I am one of those guys that has said that I don't think that you need to go and trade for a wide receiver. Now, of course, we're seeing some of these wide receivers can be got for a pretty good price. And if you're getting it for cheap, you know, I mean, might as well, yeah. man, a sale is a sale. But, you know,
I don't need it, but I sure would like it.
Regardless of if you ultimately get something done or not, one of the things that gives me solace if you don't get something done is that Nico Collins is there. Well, this game, Nico Collins isn't.
Right.
It would just be, as far as like the guys that you view, I don't know exactly how to say, like at the top line kind mm-hmm. of wide receiver guys, it would just be Tank Dell, yeah. right? And then Dalton Schultz, however you feel about him. And I still think Metchie and Hutchinson, as Stephon Diggs also is in that place. We're ready to see these young guys. Those guys are going to get involved. But I think that there is probably, if you are inclined to look at a defense and say they're going to take away something and then mm-hmm. see what else is there, this is the game where you're best situated to do that. And I like the wide receiving core, even without Stephon Diggs, if you have Nico Collins. I'm willing to acknowledge the idea that it'll be a more of an uphill slog because you don't have Nico Collins to also complement what you're doing here, and there's a possibility that they're going to make it really, really hard on Tank.
Yeah, I just I feel like if Tank Dell doesn't show something like we saw against the Colts, then we're going to be wondering tomorrow. I keep thinking like this is Friday and they're playing Sunday, but we're going to be wondering tomorrow. All right, you know, did Tank? Did he not regress, but is he going to be what we thought he was? Because part of your argument on the receiving thing is they've got a ton of depth. You know?
Yeah.
They got players that are proven. They have, you know, Tank Dell and all the ones I just mentioned. Well, if he doesn't, you know, show us, like, when once Nico comes back, they're going to have that 1-2 punch,
yeah.
you know, then who knows? I think everybody, and we're getting some texts already here and there, is saying Kenyon Green. I mean, that's a given.
And that's the thing. That's the third thing for me where yeah. I'm like, I would love to see the process, but you know what? I'll be fine with just a W. The clear offensive line issue, not just with Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green represents the very obvious one, but the interior of this offensive line has not been incredible either. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they're going to need to address Kenyon Green in that left guard spot. But what we talked about just not too long ago, it feels like they don't have a lot at their disposal right at this moment,
mm-hmm.
right? Over the course of the next week and a half, heading into the Lions game on Sunday Night Football, I think that you have more time, whether it's addressing it by getting on the phone and getting somebody in at the trade deadline or doing musical chairs or, you know, inserting Kendrick Green or Jarrett Patterson if he is back from concussion and giving them an opportunity to fully integrate, right? Maybe those are the answers, but I think that you get a better opportunity addressing that over the time period.
Mm-hmm.
Again, coming back to it being a short week, I feel like you did not have a lot of opportunities, and so this will have to be addressed either through sheer power of will and then also, you know, some clever play calling and smart
protective play calling from the
play caller and Bobby Slowick, or just, you know, kind of hope that everything gets over well.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. Again, I get your point, and I don't think it's a bad one. Just get the dub and come home and let's see what happens in the off week. But I kind of don't want to see – I don't want to have any more discussions about, you know, is Bobby really, you know, getting the job done?
Yeah.
You know, because he adjusted last week. The game plan was, I know it was a close game and all that, but the game plan was better in terms of protecting C.J. Stroud, getting the ball out, using the tight end, adjusting once Steph went out. I don't want to have this same discussion tomorrow about, you know, did Bobby really make the most of what was in front of him yesterday?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I don't know if I absolutely need it, but it would go a long way.
Yeah.
That absolutely would go a long way. Some other things that have come in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. from the 832. I need to see a win in over 20 and a half points for my bank account. Okay, that's fair. I understand you needing that in particular. That makes sense. Let's see some other ones that have come in. Somebody said that they need to see the running game continue to improve against a better defensive line in the Jets. I think that's fair, but I also then still come back to the interior offensive line and something that I think there will be some level of addressing of that in the future. But yeah, it would be great to see that continue. And I guess one of the things that you may be able to say that you need to see is the fact that, or the idea that Joe Mixon can continue to get it done by hook or by crook, whether there's offensive line blocking or not, because that is one of those things that we've kind of come to accept that, all right, Joe Mixon is just going to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a reasonable, like if you're just talking about it in a vacuum, like the reasonable idea
he'll cover him.
He'll just cover it. He'll just keep covering the hole that's there, right? We'll just keep papering over it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that you should assume, but if he continues to do it, then you can feel more comfortable about assuming that going forward.
And the only thing I want to see from Joe Mixon is walking off the field at the end of the game, happy and healthy, because, you know, this is kind of to your point. The running game should get better, should. Emphasis on that word after this week. I still don't know. I don't think anybody really knows much about Damian Pierce, but they keep trotting him out there as the second back. You know, obviously, Dari has a role that he's been excelling at. J.J. Taylor got called up. You gotta have Joe Mixon just staying angry, happy, and healthy.
Somebody said they put their money on Hutchinson. I hope to see it as well. Like, he seems to have come up big. They seem to believe in him as a team, as a unit. And so I believe it. I just what I'm saying is I don't need to see it in this game to still have some level of faith in those things. You give me a W, and I think I'll be a happy camper on the other side.
Let me ask you this: do you need to see anything in particular out of C.J. Stroud? Well, that came up on the text board as well.
Ooh.
I think there's something that's a fair question.
I think that I would like to see CJ Stroud continue to make like really good decisions,
mm-hmm.
because that's one of the tough things about getting heated up, which look, you can't deny it at this point. As much as we want to talk about his ability to escape all these things, defenses are getting pressure on him at a high rate. When you get heated up as a quarterback, you are prone to making bad decisions because your time to make those decisions is lessened and those types of things. Mm-hmm. If he continues to make good decisions, getting the ball out, maybe not, you know, throwing the ball away, those types of things, replacing when a blitz comes, right, hitting your hot routes, which he's talked about as well when he talked to the media, those types of things. If you continue to do those things, I feel great. And like in his second year, right, there's always talk about the idea of a sophomore slump, and he's already been put into that elite caliber of quarterback where you expect those things. Just the confirmation that, yeah, he's doing that on a consistent level, even in the adverse times, would go a far way, especially understanding that he's having to carry more of the load because of the slip in the offense.
It's kind of weird with C.J. Stroud, because I'm on the other side on that. I just want to see him make the plays that he's made and continue to make those plays just to win the game. Because you really don't worry about C.J. Stroud other than making sure that, you know, he doesn't get beat up. And I feel like he's going to be able to do it on this big stage. And the big stage itself with the Jets, you know, what I want to see is just get through New York, get through the short week, kind of what you're talking about, just win. But I do want to see Tank Dell show us something. I do want to see Bobby Slowick show us that it wasn't a fluke last week.
Some other things that have come in, CJ using his legs more. Okay, I can see that, especially there's going to be some opportunities too. Can he do that to add another wrinkle to what the defenses have to account for? I like what you're doing there. From the 346, want to see Bobby S. call a game that confuses the hell of the Jets and the Lions the week after. Okay, or week after next, I guess, the way that they went with that. Need to see the Texans be 7-2 by the end of the night. Bingo.
You're getting a lot of love on that.
I'm absolutely there with you, man. There's a lot of people that I think are in the same boat. All of this has been focused offensively, and I think it's fair to then go, there's some people said that they don't want to see, or they want to see the defense limit, if not completely kind of get rid of deep shots over the top of them. Right.
Yeah.
I think that is fair. It seems like I have a lot of belief in this defense to do this. Well, I don't know if maybe it's just being a prisoner of the moment, of the recency bias that is there when it comes to the safeties playing well, and then Kamari Lassiter being back and playing through the hands of the wide receivers a few times on Sunday. But yeah, if they can continue to limit that and then just continue to get pressure, I feel great about this.
You know what's funny about that is. I have no worries about this defense anymore. Again, if you weren't listening earlier, Will Anderson, Defensive Player of the Month in the AFC.
That's right.
So I really don't have any. But, you know, let's be honest now. The injury report while it was largely good, still no Al Shaire. You know, the three players that are out,
Jimmy Ward's missing fourth straight game.
Is out. And then, of course, the other on offense, Jared Patterson and Damian Pierce. But no Al Shaire, no Jimmy Ward. That's the middle of the field, man. And so, yeah, I get it, but I'm really not worried about the defense too much. This is a team that wins with defense.
Yeah, but they're also they can give up some yardage to the wide receivers, and I mean the Jets have a few of those, so I think that's a fair thing to comment on. But I'm with you, Lopez. Mm. I don't have concerns about this defense. Yeah. I think I've locked in on the idea that this is one of the high level defenses. I hesitate to use the E word, right? But it feels like they have the possibility of being that, particularly when they're all the way healthy and they're adding turnovers to it, right? We started the season talking about the possibility of being a turnover defense. If you can consistently be a turnover, and maybe that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers seems to not be the best decision maker, and if you can heat him up the way that this defensive line seems to be able to, maybe you should be able to come across with a turnover or two. In fact,
I'm just blown away. You know, you talk about the one texter said it just needs over 20 and a half points. I'm really blown away that the Jets are still favored in this game. I thought that line would move. Is it two now? They're favored by two, I believe, 1.5 or 2 points.
That was the last time I saw it.
The Jets are a mess. Aaron Rodgers is not the same player. They've been scuffling everywhere. It's bizarre. If you're the betting, yeah, I've got it at +2.
Yeah,
I got it. I got it. Texans +2.
Which it feels like. What? Let me know, folks that are actually doing this gambling thing for real. What is has home field kind of moved to 2.5?
People
as opposed
say
to kind of
two
three?
And a half, three. So basically,
so
a pick
damn near
it shouldn't
pick
even be a pick'em. They're 2-6.
Yeah, and I wonder how
Texans are 6-2.
Yeah, but I mean, again, this is what I've talked about process-wise all the way through. Mm-hmm. Is if you look at the process offensively and with the injuries that they've dealt with, I think it's fair to have some criticism of this team. It just feels like...
I think that's just New York money.
That possibly is.
I think that's just New York money and people not fully believing in what they're seeing from the Texans.
Yeah, don't need to see giving Aaron Rodgers time to turn back the hands of time as well against them. Okay, I think that's fair as well. But yeah. I appreciate all of you fine folks. Oh, and then another one comes in that I think is fair on the mm-hmm. YouTube from Joson. Tight ends need to step up. I think I probably do need to see the tight ends factor in, particularly Dalton Schultz. We saw some of that on Sunday. See that continue and know that the hiccup that you had early in the season was just that, a hiccup and not a large concern. That actually would make me feel good.
Yeah, Dalton, kind of like Tank Dell, flashed a little more against the Colts. Let's keep that going. That's a fair point.
Yeah, ultimately, again, I think my stance still remains. I don't need to see much in this game besides the Texans getting a victory.
Just win,
the Texans
baby.
Having more points when the whistle blows at the end of this one tonight. That's all. All I need is Sean and Clint on the post-game show talking about a victory. Mm-hmm. They can say whatever else in there. Talk about a victory for the Texans.
We'll get to that later.
Reginald Atitula on a Friday in the Loop will be happy. All right, you're in the Loop right now on a Thursday, Halloween Thursday and a Texans game day Thursday right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, it's time for us to get into our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Man, this stinks. I feel bad for Craig Biggio.
What happened, man?
On Halloween.
What happened?
I feel bad. It's going to be a very interesting, uncomfortable Thanksgiving this year in the Biggio household.
Uh-oh.
How many years did Biggio play Major League Baseball?
That's a lot of them.
20 years.
Oh, okay. So two decades. Boom.
Which is exactly 10 fewer games, 10 fewer than the games Kevin Biggio played for the Dodgers this year.
Oh, Kevin played for the Dodgers, huh?
30 games. Kevin Biggio played for the Dodgers. Mm. He got a World Series ring.
That's right.
In 30 games that Biggio couldn't do in 20 years.
Dang. And this is why rings culture is stupid.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for Kevin. And you know Kevin's going to bring that up.
I mean,
is he?
You should absolutely. At least once, just fun, right? Like if there's one thing that, especially when you're both adults, like once you reach an adult age, you don't like kind of ribbing your pops a little bit.
Oh my gosh, 30 games. He ended the season. Was it? I forget where he ended the season, but he was only playing for the Dodgers 30 games. Gets a World Series ring.
Still counts.
Man.
I do wonder if certain players
he's better. He's better.
Count the rings up.
How many rings he got?
Count the rings.
Kevin Biggio for the Hall of Fame, anyone?
That's real sick. That's real sick behavior.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So it is Halloween, and if you're looking at us on YouTube or Twitch, YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston, you'll see that John is a pirate today.
Are you ready for me to be a pirate?
Not anymore. Figgy Fig is the best dressed of us all here.
He really is.
He is coming in as Heath Ledger's Joker, which
ta-da!
Is perfect. It is just perfect.
My son texted me. I sent him the picture that you tweeted, and he says, Figgy just crushes everything when it comes to like dressing up and stuff.
He's very good at it. Yeah, somebody said Craig will just wear his jacket. Very good. But
okay.
I think for me, and if you're not looking at me, I am dressed up as Questlove, the drummer from The Roots, and I think he's also the house band leader for the Jimmy Fallon show, if that's a better way to get to it for you. And I'm just happy that people have recognized who I am, because I'm not going to lie, I put this together in a few hours, but I won't say that I gave minimal effort, but I didn't give maximum effort. I'll say that definitely.
I mean, you bought drumsticks.
I did buy drumsticks, and I got some glasses that were not going to hurt my eyes, because I have good vision. I don't say that as a flex, just a fact. But it reminds me why I don't typically do this, because I was driving all over Houston yesterday, searched for various things to put this very simple outfit together, and I was like, I guess if you plan ahead, you just order all this stuff online. But actually going out there and doing it, I don't want to do this.
Oh, man,
anymore.
Party Center was Party City was a mess.
Did you go?
Yeah, I had to go get the white makeup and all that stuff. I'm glad they had it, because everything, them shelves was clear.
Oh, man. Would you go on?
Yeah, why would you go the day of?
Before.
Yeah.
Hey, some of us don't plan ahead, okay?
Yeah, no, clearly there's some people in there last minute.
Yeah.
So a salute to all the people that, one, think to plan ahead, and two, manage to get all that done. Because I did that yesterday, and I was like, this is why I don't do this.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I felt like a complete jackass driving in to work today, dressed up like this. Man, and honestly, I forget I'm all dressed up. So I'm driving, listening to music, just going. Stop at a light, people staring at me. I was just like, yeah, you know, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. So I almost decided to come up here and then get dressed.
Nah.
But I wasn't sure with the makeup stuff. So the wifey helped me out with the makeup and all that stuff. She
kudos to her, by the way.
Yeah, she got me right.
Yeah.
And I ain't want to just walk in there in the regular clothes like this. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to just go all in.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny you say that. On the way into work today, I had to drop off two orders of OG sauce. And so I stopped at UPS. And I walk in as a pirate. And then and they played along. They were laughing. And one of them said, are we safe? You know, and all this other stuff. But yeah, I'm walking across the parking lot dressed as a pirate with two boxes of OG sauce to put in the UPS.
I feel like you got to know what time it is on Halloween. People are going to be dressed
up. But it's just funny that, because it kind of catch people all going, because there's a lot of people that don't partake in Halloween.
100%.
Yeah.
So when I walked in the building, I was the only one with a costume.
Yeah.
So I just walked in and the security guard just dropped his head and started laughing.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of me coming as somebody who is pretty nondescript in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah. They
It just looked like, hey, why is that guy carrying drumsticks? Hey, why is that guy dressed as a pirate?
Yeah.
Like, do we have a pick in his head for real? Or is that a costume?
That's old school.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was $3.99 for this outfit. That one stays at the house, the fist pick.
That's a real pick.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm a little worried and maybe a little sad right now. Hopefully it changes for the kids. It's always about the kids. You got to think of the kids, right?
Think about the children.
Dude, it's raining a lot.
It is. I hadn't thought about it. Raining. That, yeah.
They were showing the weather over there over by the break room.
Yeah.
All I see is red, green, and
red. Like a kid will go trick or treating if it's drizzling or, you know, even maybe a little rain. But this is storms. Hopefully everybody's fine out there. But like I was thinking, on the list of things that will ruin a kid, bad weather on Halloween, number one. I mean, I know Christmas, you know, obviously is big and all that, but you get dressed up, you know, you're all good. You start asking about going trick-or-treating at 4 o'clock, you know, and then your mom's like, no, we've got to wait till it gets a little darker. And then the storm hits.
Yeah.
Ah, man, there is nothing.
I feel like
worse.
It always rained on Halloween, too.
Nothing worse than rain on Halloween for these kids. That's awful.
I got got by nostalgia yesterday.
You did?
I got by nostalgia. While I was out and about trying to put together this very simple Questlove costume, I was like, man, I'm hungry. And I was like, you know what I haven't had in a while? And I know they don't pay us, but hey, it'd be like this sometimes. James Coney Island. Are you familiar?
Good call. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
It feels like they used
to
be everywhere.
You get to Chicago?
I didn't even go that far, man. I just
got the regular old Coney.
Just some regular old Coney's, man. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, man. You felt like they used to be everywhere when I was a kid in Houston. And I remember we used to get like the little coupons at school.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. And so I was out there and I was like, I need to get this. And I got it and I was like, those are hot dogs.
They're hot dogs.
I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Why was this such a big part of my imagination as a kid? And I guess it's just because of nostalgia, man.
It's the logo. It's the, you know, it's just kind of cool to go when you're a kid. Yeah. But now, yeah, I love, we go out and eat hot dogs sometimes. That place on Heights or Yale or one of those, like, we go there a lot.
It's got to be a real fancy one. Like, going out and buying hot dogs, I don't kind of feel, unless it's like at a game or
at a game,
like, or like
at
a really
crib.
Dressed up hot dog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Going and buying hot dogs feels kind of, I'm not going to lie, feels a little wasteful.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I don't know if it's because I'm in character and I'm just feel like I'm sick in the brain right now.
Uh-oh.
But I was driving in today, and often, you know, I told y'all yesterday how I took the scenic view.
Yeah.
Where I
could
see some stuff, and I stay close to a lot of factories, old factories and stuff like that. My brain just went all the way into a whole nother world where I'm like, I wonder how many of these factories and old buildings are drug fronts.
Oh, wow. Now, you really getting into the park.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because as I'm driving, you can see, like, the docks and all that stuff. And you see boxes in the back. I'm like, I wonder if it's drugs in those, man. Like, is it like a drug house and all that stuff? And then I really got to thinking, like, how many of these businesses around here is just kind of like drug fronts? Because I rode past, like, a tire shop. And I was just like, man, they probably got the drugs in the back and they put the dope in the tires and shipped them out. I think I watched too much TV, man.
Yeah,
that was my
chaotic.
Whole thought.
Yeah. It's real chaotic, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like some of them might be drug fronts, man.
I mean, maybe. Statistically, there's probably a non-zero percent chance that all of them are not drug fronts, but I feel like...
non-zero,
yeah. Yeah, and then as I start driving more, I see those big old trucks, some 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's probably a lot of dope on the back of that.
Hey, they're going to be changing all the stores tonight, straight to Christmas stuff.
You got some big villain energy today, man.
I know. That's why I feel like I'm a character.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
What are you going to do with that pencil?
I can make it disappear.
One of the all-time great scenes.
It really is.
One of the all-time great scenes.
It really is. Yeah, we good here? Everybody good?
I'm good.
All right. There you go. Our lunchtime confessions
Think
on this
of the
Halloween.
Kids.
Think of the children. Yeah. Somebody said, though, that the kids can go trick-or-treat at the mall when the weather's bad. Do they be doing that? That's real nice.
I think a lot of people, too, I think they do that trunk-or-treat. And,
yeah, yeah.
And they do event centers where you can go. Yeah, that's but that's not the same.
You've been planning all week.
Yeah.
Go trick-or-treat.
I know some OGs that still like to go door-to-door and all that stuff.
By the way, also, someone on the text board said Craig Biggio has 2 World Series rings. Not as a player. As a player.
Yeah, he's still the same, though, right?
No,
it's still the same ring.
No,
it's still the same. He's a champion still.
Yo, he's a champ. Not as a player. Kevin's gonna rub.
Well, Kevin's not a champ as a executive.
I don't think he cares.
Manager.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I feel like they both feel the same amount of ownership of those rings at this point. To be completely fair. And then appreciation from the 936. Who sent us a text that simply reads, where did it go? Oh, I lost it as soon as I went to read it. That's crazy. But they said that they were having, having some carne al pastor tacos, by the way, for lunch. I don't think that was actually intended for us, but thank you for texting that in.
Okay.
That's not what you're eating on this Halloween.
Now you're in our head.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm trying to get. although I will be eating some wings later today. I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For the Thursday night football game that happens to involve your Houston Texans. Come out and enjoy the watch party at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. Have a chance to win a Nico Collins signed football and courtesy of Bud Light, a couple of tickets to the Detroit game. So, yeah, come out, see me. I have it on good authority that you might get an appearance from Tyler Milliner, too.
So,
that's possible.
Okay.
He'll give you some bets.
And then if he doesn't come out, that's his fault, not mine.
He's going to come through with the shot, Trey.
Oh, buddy.
You better watch out.
Oh, he brings it, man.
Well, you know what? It's a game day. That's fine. It'd be like that.
He's going to look around, point at shot. Hey, round them up. Let's go.
All right. Coming up next, let's get into buy or sell.
Yeah, man.
We'll do that and see who we buy, who we sell on what they're talking about. We'll do that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Happy Halloween to everybody out there listening. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A couple of candy bars have made their way into the studio with the good pirate John Lopez.
Got a little 100 grand, got a little Twix.
Okay, very good. Figgy Fig, dressed today as Heath Ledger's Joker. What candy you been partaking in?
Man, everything, man. I had some Nerds. I had Snickers. I was all over the place. Very I ain't
good.
Gonna lie.
Very good. I'm Reginald Atitula, dressed as Amir Questlove Thompson today, and I've had Nerds and a Snickers thus far, and I'm about to go search for some more once we get done with this particular segment. But before I get to my candy, what we got to do is do a little buy or sell.
Yeah, man. Well, let's go. You tell me. Buy or sell. A lot of stuff happening this week. Let's start with the most recent one and one of the biggest topics for tonight's game, and that is Kenyon Green. D'Amico Ryans, Figgy, get in on this.
Sorry, before you even get there, on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610, we get a text that comes in that says, Lopez looks like he works at a pirate-themed restaurant.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I always think about that episode of Fresh Prince with Will having a job at a restaurant.
Or Fast Times at Ridgemont High with the big hat.
I'm gonna be honest.
Didn't see it?
Reference didn't hit me.
Really?
I am familiar with the television show that is Fast Times or not
the movie,
rather Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but I don't believe that I've seen it.
This is actually how I go fishing. Make sure other people don't get on my fishing spot. Hey, it's a pirate over there. I don't want to fish over there. Okay, so D'Amico Ryan said that Kenyon Green is, quote, ready to roll and believes he will get better. Is D'Amico being honest here, buying or selling? That's a tough one.
I'm buying it. I think there's no way he can be worse than last week. So technically, he probably will be better.
Does D'Amico believe that?
He's ready to roll? I like what you're doing there.
Maybe he's going to take him out in the third quarter. Bench him in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, I just can't shake the answer that we had earlier in the week where, you know, D'Amico's asked about Kenyon, and he is, it sounds like, I'm not going to say definitively that he is, but it sounds like he is just searching for the good things to say here. I feel like D'Amico is operating in the place where he typically does, where, you know, positivity and just find the nice things to say and roll with that.
Yeah.
I'm selling this, man. I think we've seen Kenyon Green play to a place where he was absolutely untenable on the field. And I don't know exactly what changes in the course of the 4 days between last week and today. I think that he plays out of necessity, not because he's necessarily the best option that you have.
I'm selling it because I do believe D'Amico is hopeful. Like, he's always hopeful. He's just such a positive guy. But if they were already kind of floating the idea of Kendrick Green and all, they know that it ain't going to happen. So I'm selling as well.
Or maybe I do say that he's the best option. I just don't know that you have a much better option is ultimately what I was trying
especially
to
tonight.
Tonight in particular.
Yes. All right. Are you buying or selling? Gerrit Cole made the dumbest play in the World Series this year. One that you could argue kept them from playing on Saturday, on Friday in L.A. Instead, they're at home. And the season is over. Gerrit Cole said on the ball that was hit to the right side that he just kind of gave up going to first base. He said that he just took a bad angle.
Yeah, I think I took a bad angle to the ball. I wasn't sure really off the bat how hard he hit it. I took a direct angle to it as if to cut it off because I just didn't know how hard he hit it. And, you know, by the time the ball got by me, you know, I was not in a position to cover first. So, I mean, neither of us were, you know, based on the spin of the baseball and him having to secure it and you know, just a bad read off the bat. So,
dude is talking about bad reads and spin off the ball and took a bad angle. You buying or you selling?
No, I'm selling.
I'm selling too.
Now, he did take a bad angle.
Yeah.
I will say that. But man, the pitcher's fielding practice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is something that there are some managers and some baseball guys that are actually not. Nah, he just didn't go.
No, I'm watching it again. Yeah.
Like, he definitely just quit because you also, one thing I was vividly
he
remembering.
He could have gotten the ball.
But in watching it one more time, he's pointing to first base to the first baseman like, you cover it. Like, you got it.
You got this, don't you? Yeah.
Nah, man.
It's
cover
just the World Series.
Cover the bag. This is part of your responsibility. You are not just up there to pitch. This is the where we have seen the games in a lot of places kind of shrinking where people feel like, nah, this is only my responsibility. Now you got more stuff.
Yeah, that's the worst way to go out, man.
Oh, man.
Like, the World Series, you lost the World Series and people coming to you over that play.
Mm-hmm. Like you just mentioned pitcher's fielding practice. That those three letters are ingrained in these guys' heads from literally the first day of spring training. They go PFP, pitcher's fielding PFP, and they do it during the course of the year. Like before games, during batting practice, a lot of times the pitchers that aren't pitching are going through PFP. The dude didn't hustle.
What a time to get lazy, though.
He didn't hustle.
Back against, and the thing that's really frustrating, right? Is that, hey man, you had been pitching well. Now you had some situations where your defense failed you, fair enough.
Yeah.
But you've been pitching really well. You cheated yourself in the moment.
Yes.
Right? Like
in
the
World Series.
I imagine that there were some youth coaches that felt real happy. I was about to use some colorful imagery that's not necessary, but got real excited about the possibility. Oh, here we go. Opportunity to coach off of this because
show
that's
this
absolutely
all year
one,
long.
That's absolutely one that you can show. Like, hey,
yeah,
look at all the good work that he did. And because he did not cover, you went and lost the game.
Yeah. In the World Series.
Nasty business.
I am selling. All right. We all remember what Mike Elko said after their big win against LSU last Saturday. He said, this program is real. I don't talk fast, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the next day, or maybe 2 days, he said, quote, I want to make sure everybody knows that I was not talking about anybody directly, that anybody being Jimbo Fisher. You buying?
No, I am selling that. I am selling that. I think that he was definitely, now I think it could have been kind of an amalgamation of a few dudes because this is recruiting. He was recruiting, right? Yeah. ABC always be recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are guys that he's thinking about and obviously trying to distinguish his program from other ones. But Jimbo falls right in there, right? Like he's also trying to distinguish this program as it exists right now from what it had been prior. Like A&M had gotten to a point where people were laughing at him behind the Jimbo thing. He wants them to realize that it's a serious program. And some of that is that. I know that he did not want it to be explicit because, you know, Jimbo's been good to him. But the fact of the matter is, you was talking about him even if you were trying not to.
Yeah, I'm selling that too. It's probably word on the street that, you know, what he said, the fast talking politician and all that stuff, that's probably what people are saying.
Exactly.
And he was like, no, this ain't that.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably no disrespect to him personally. But
exactly.
word on the street is that's somebody that I guess a lot of people got by him.
Yeah.
So he's saying this ain't that.
Not only am I selling it, I kind of wish he hadn't said this.
Mm.
Because what his message really is, talk about Cruton, is this ain't the old A&M. And the old A&M was Jimbo, the fast-talking politician. So I kind of regret that he even said this, but you know, I guess he had to.
People business, man. People business.
Yeah. All right. So buying or selling? Sean Payton got challenged by who was the Panthers player that challenged him for running up the score?
I forgot who.
Anyway, he got challenged for running up the score, and he said, "quote We're not trying to run up the score on anyone. It's the National Football League. I've been in games with a 28-point lead in the fourth quarter and lost." So we're just trying to finish.
Can I buy the spirit of this, even if I
agree,
don't sell it?
I agree.
Like I kind of sell it, yeah. And sometimes you run it up. Yeah. But I buy the spirit of it. It's like, hey, man, we not leaving it nothing to chance.
Yeah.
Dance on their graves, but dance on their graves to get this win.
Mm-hmm. So you're selling. I'm selling too. Figgy, I'm going to get yours here in a second, because I always go back, and it always reminds me to my favorite Barry Switzer quote when he was putting half a hundred on everybody back in the day. He said, I can't coach your team too. I love that quote.
You know, and this should have been one of my confessions. This is a late confession. I feel like we've lost the fun coaches, man. The coaches with personality in these things.
I can't coach your squad too, man.
That especially happens at and apparently it's with Joe Horn's son.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah,
JC, is it JC Horn?
Yeah, JC Horn. I was trying to remember. I was like, CJ, that's not right, but it's JC. JC Horn. But yeah, man, especially in the college ranks where the coaches matter a lot, in their personality basically becomes the tenor of the program. We done lost the interesting coaches in sports, and I kind of hate it.
Yeah, I'm selling it too, man. Hey, just own up to it. Mm-hmm. Just own up to it. Hey, yeah, we trying to run up the score, man.
Say what Barry Switzer said.
Yeah.
Can't coach your squad.
Yeah, stop us then. Stop. If it's that big of a deal, stop us.
Also, you're the Panthers, man.
Like, yeah, exactly.
At this point, you just got to eat that until y'all can come up and stop people from doing that.
Yeah. Couple more for you here. You buying or you selling?
Swelling.
Maybe you're swelling. I don't know.
Did you start going swashbuckling there because of the pirate get up?
You're getting swole. We all know about the Dwayne Wade statue.
Correct.
And it's all over the internet with all kinds of memes and GIFs and pictures and Photoshops, etc. Dwayne Wade actually said, it doesn't need to look like me. It's the artistic version of a moment that happened that we're trying to cement. He said the image on the statue does not need to look like him.
I'm actually going back and forth here because I mean, the immediate answer is sell, right? Like, it should. That's the whole point. There's a lot of time and effort and money put into this.
Yeah.
But I think for Dwayne in that particular place, just as long as it got that three on there, like, I was watching a video of, like, kind of a man on the street, and they're talking to various people in Miami, and he means something special there.
Oh, big time.
Right? Like, he's just, he is the singular vision when you think of Miami basketball. And so, like, that, no matter what, whether it looks like him or not, they love him down there. Mm-hmm. So I think there is some truth in that. But not,
you're buying?
Yeah, you know what? I'll buy it.
I'm selling it. Mm-hmm. I think what he is saying, he have a point, but it gotta look like you though. Yeah. Like, that means you can, like, that means he could have made anything then at that point. But nah, it like at some point in his deep down in his heart, I'm sure he's like, man, this don't look nothing like me.
Just a big lightning bolt. Yeah, that's Dwayne Wade's statue. Yeah.
I was with him in spirit. I got his point, kind of like both of you guys said. But he said, the thing that got me says, you know, a moment that happened that we're trying to cement. Well, I want that moment cemented with a good likeness of me. You know?
Yeah, you can tell he was doing that.
Yeah.
Everybody has gotten a gift
that
you're trying to be happy because you like the person that gave you the gift, and the gift itself. Mm-hmm. Clearly took some effort, but it's not something that you actually like.
Yeah.
All the videos of Dwayne Wade looking at the original, like, unveiling is one that's like, yeah, he clearly don't like that.
It's not quite what I thought.
But he appreciates the sentiment.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I got another one for you here, and also as it relates close to the Texans. Shane Steichen was speaking on the Anthony Richardson thing, and he said that tapping out, that Anthony Richard, you know, tapping out of the Texans game because he was tired, quote, had nothing to do with him getting benched.
I actually buy that. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to bench Anthony Richardson on.
I kind of buy that too. I feel like that was the moment where they say, yes, we can make that change now without, you know, a big controversy.
Hell, we were all in the press box saying, hey, man, when are they going to put Flacco in? And like, there was people legitimately lamenting the idea that possibly Flacco could get in, because there's a clear understanding that he would be better at getting wins. And ultimately, Shane Steichen has come out and said that the move that he's made is because he thinks that Flacco gives him the best chance to win. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And so I don't think that the idea of tapping out factors in. Now, that's something that Anthony Richardson definitely has to work on. And he said as much that it's something that he has to grow from. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when it comes to benching, that feels like you could do that straight off the play.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. But I will add, I think it made it a little easier.
Yeah,
I think it's like, okay, nobody's going to really say, what are you doing? This guy, and because I think outside looking in, fans and media and such, they're like, ah, that dude tapped out.
That's kind of like finding somebody, if it's somebody you see, you want to fire them, and you have nothing to fire them for, and they give you something to fire them for.
Yeah.
Like, all right, perfect.
Thank you. No, look, I am buying it. I think he was contemplating benching him in the first half for whatever reason they didn't, but no. I think it's just the criticism, the people criticizing him and the decision is a lot easier now.
Yeah. All right. A little buy or sell on a Thursday, except it's a Texans Thursday as we gear up for Texans Jets Thursday night football at MetLife Stadium. Pregame starts at 4:15 with Sean and Seth. They return for the second time on the airwaves on this day. All right. Coming up next, let's get ourselves ready for that game with a little Texans win because Texans lose because. Let's break down the reasons why or why not the Texans leave the Meadowlands with a victory tonight. 713-572-4610 is the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Get active. We'll talk about it next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.